Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
All right, the feud continues. We have an exclusive report that details how billionaire Bill Gates took a secret trip to the White House last Friday to try to leverage the feud between Donald Trump and Elon Musk and lobby, try to get Trump to reverse Elon Musk's policies. One more time, Bill Gates, who has oftentimes been a billionaire that uses his money for very, very solid purposes, like disease prevention. He's also giving away 99% of his wealth over the next 20 years. So he's very, very altruistic. He went to the White House to try to undermine the damage that Elon Musk has caused and reverse it. I want to break all of this down, and I want to break down how this continues a battle between Elon Musk and Bill Gates. It's been going on for a while. But it's pretty one-sided. It's mainly Elon Musk body-shaming Bill Gates, making fun of his clothes, saying that he's on Epstein's list, despite Elon Musk also helping elect somebody who was on Epstein's list. So Elon has tried to do this one-sided feud using really low blows. But what Bill Gates does is he plays chess, not checkers. He tries to lobby behind the scenes, not with money, just by talking to Trump and saying, can we reverse some of this Elon Musk damage? We'll get there in 1 second, but I first want to talk about Trump's current state of mind regarding Elon Musk. The Red Letter, written by Tara Palmieri, has a piece detailing Trump's mood over the weekend. I'll link this in the description below. Tara does great work, but this reads, "I called President Trump this weekend, like many other journalists, and we spoke around midnight. Briefly, because he didn't want our conversation to be recorded for my podcast, but during our brief conversation, he sounded somber. While my source said that Trump feels, quote, betrayed, the rest of the administration has been elated after Elon Musk has left. We had a lot of reports that people were incredibly annoyed by Elon's presence, his constant memeing, if you want to call it that, his constant just overstepping in the administration on a daily basis, and his drug use, too. Quote, everyone else is like good riddance, fuckface, the source said. A senior White House official said Trump doesn't want to talk about Musk, and it seems the Jeffrey Epstein accusation was a bridge too far. Trump and Musk are literally going through a breakup. They're going like no contact. This is me with my ex. I'm like, I just don't want to talk anymore. After all, Musk weaponized a story that Trump had used against his own enemies and one of the MAGAverse own. Quote, they're not going to talk for a long time, the source said. So that gives you a little bit of framework. You can see where Trump's state of mind is. He feels betrayed by Elon Musk, but Trump is the one who acts in such a transactional way that Elon got pissed off. So honestly, I hope both sides lose. I think both sides are terrible people, but this brings me on to the main story regarding Bill Gates. If you made it this far in the video, make sure you drop a like to help boost the amazing work that Bill Gates is doing. And also, thank you guys for spending every single second you spend with me. But let's jump into this clip right here that caused a lot of controversy because Bill Gates said that Doge could cost 2 million lives and people got mad, but I'm gonna back it up. Listen to this.
So if this money goes away, and you were talking about millions of lives saved, can you put a number on the lives potentially lost?
Yeah, absolutely. So we should be going from 5 million children dying a year over the next 5 years to 4 million. And now with these cuts, if they're not reversed, we'll go to over 6 million dying. So instead of going down, we'll go back up.
Wow. So it's a difference of 2 million lives.
Absolutely.
2 million lives, and this pissed MAGA off. Someone said, this man is a disgrace to humanity. Someone said, Gates is a huge liar. But someone corrects them and points out, you know, Gates is technically lying because it's estimated that because of Elon's USAID cuts, within 1 year, 1.65 million people will die without HIV prevention and treatment. 500,000 people will die without vaccine funding. Another 500,000 will die without food aid, and another 310,000 will die without tuberculosis prevention. So Bill Gates is technically lying about the 2 million lives because it's actually 3 million lives. And really quickly, it seems like we've entered a new period of economic uncertainty due to the current administration. Tariffs are spiking, the cost of imports are through the roof, and a lot of small business owners are getting crushed. That's why a lot of business owners turn to Shopify. Shopify powers millions and millions of businesses, from giants like Mattel and Gymshark to brands just starting out like mine. And it makes it way easier to set up your store, to manage your products, and to market customers across email and social media. Shopify genuinely makes it a lot easier. They give you beautiful templates to set up your website. They give you a purple Shop Pay button that people can just use to check out in a breeze. And Shopify helps you spend less time on the busy work and more time keeping your main business going. So if you're ready to sell, if you want to run a business of any sort, I highly recommend Shopify. You can turn your ideas to reality with Shopify. So go to shopify.com/mockler. Again, link in the description, shopify.com/mockler. And you can sign up for $1 per month. Click the link at the top of the description. Thank you to Shopify for making this video possible. So after Bill Gates began to come out against USAID, this was about 2 months back, Musk fires back. And I'm getting to the news story, what happened on Friday, but we'll get there.
And I'm just...
Who does Bill Gates think he is to make comments about the welfare of children, given that he frequented Jeffrey Epstein?
Come on. Really, Elon Musk? How can you talk about the welfare of children when you covered for somebody on Epstein's list? You helped somebody on Epstein's list gain so much power that they'll never, ever face consequences. So I'm glad that Bill Gates is now trying to leverage this split, hop in that gap, and get USAID restored. This is quite a solid move. Bill Gates runs to Washington to reverse Doge. Amid the missiles being launched between Trump and Elon Musk, reports Tara Palmieri, Bill Gates quietly dropped into Washington without making a sound. This happened on Friday. She says, in fact, I'm surprised to be the first to report that Gates visited the White House on Friday and pleaded with Secretary of State Marco Rubio to reverse Doge cuts to foreign aid. Of the $9.5 billion in Doge cuts that will actually be codified into law, $8.3 billion of it was funding for the U.S. Agency for International Development. Within the USAID programs for Africa, like the Emergency's Plans for AIDS, PEPFAR, which battles mortality rates against a nearly curable disease, will end. A disease that we've made so much progress on, the preventative measures and the curable measures will end. Gates announced last week that his foundation plans to donate $200 billion over the next 20 years with a focus on Africa, as he focuses on improving education and health on the continent. With Musk on the outs, Gates clearly saw an opportunity to argue for the reversal of the Doge cuts. He said that he fears without USAID, polio, measles, and AIDS will spread. Quote, "The picture of the world's richest man killing the world's poorest children is not a pretty one," Gates told the Financial Times last month. Quote, "I'd love for him to go in and meet the children that have now been infected with HIV because he cut that money," Gates said of Musk. "I'm told that Rubio informed Gates that even with Musk out, they have no plans to reverse the cuts." Quote, "Rubio said the country is insolvent. We can't pay back our debts," a source with knowledge said. But if that's true, why are you passing this big, massive, ugly bill? Quote, "The secretary's position on making important and necessary cuts to foreign aid has not changed," said a senior State Department official confirming the meeting. Quote, "He does not believe U.S. taxpayers should be burdened with covering the costs for progressive projects abroad." These aren't progressive projects. These are preventative projects. There is a difference between doing pronoun lessons in Mumbai versus HIV prevention throughout the continent of Africa. And they can't see the difference. At least Bill Gates was able to get in there and make his argument and try to spread the truth. We'll see where this goes, but Donald Trump has iced Elon, and now he's turning to other billionaires. I'll leave it at that. If you appreciate the work we do, make sure you drop a like. Make sure you subscribe. We will continue to push forward. I'll see you all in the next video. Peace out.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs 21+. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.